Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. After the government announced yesterday that construction on the Europa City complex is to be abandoned in its current form, questions are being asked as to the future of the development. The project was planned in the Triangle de Gonesse, just outside Paris, as a new form of urban development combining businesses, cultural facilities, leisure parks and hotels. The plans had been strongly contested by environmental organisations and trade associations. With yesterday's announcement of the project now having been cancelled, an alternative scheme for the area needs to be found. The farming sector is still in turmoil, according to a new report produced by INSEE. Nearly 20% of those working in agriculture earned almost nothing in 2017, while the overall average income within farming has risen slightly to €1,390 per month. There are strong disparities between differing areas which come under the agricultural banner. Those working in arable farming earn considerably less than those in winemaking, for example. A former swimming teacher from Pont-Saint-Pierre in the Eure is in court today on charges of sexual abuse against minors. The scale of the abuse could mean he is handed a 20-year prison sentence if found guilty. He has been accused of attacks on 23 children over a 17-year period, a fact he has already acknowledged to investigators. The Minister of Culture, Franck Riester, has publicly recognised the courage of the French actress Adèle Haenel for opening up about being a victim of sexual abuse when she was a 12-year-old child. Miss Haenel has accused the director, Christophe Rugia, of sexual harassment during the making of the film Les Diables. Mr. Rugia has denied all allegations. The government has promised changes to current laws which create a sense of impunity for those who commit crimes of a sexual nature. British rock star Pete Doherty has been arrested in Paris for the possession of illegal drugs. Doherty, who has a history of drug use, was carrying 2 grams of cocaine at the time of his arrest. And finally, Gilles Lamiré and Antoine Carpentier have won the 14th Jacques Vabre transatlantic race. They left Le Havre on the 27th of October on their trimaran and finished in 11 days, 16 hours and 34 minutes to take victory upon their arrival at the Bay of All Saints in the Brazilian state of Bahia. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.